Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're listening to it in a seated position. You should be sitting comfortably and securely. You should not be at risk of falling over if you are to relax so much that you just slump over. You can listen to this recording laying down if you like, but for the most powerful effects, I do highly recommend listening to it seated. If you need a moment to get comfortable and ready, do so now. Okay, let's begin. First off, just roll your shoulders back a bit. Loosen them up. Maybe lift them up and down a bit. And move your arms just in a wavy pattern all the way down to your wrists, down to your hands, down to your fingers, and then just stretch your fingers out. Just stretch them out and then relax them. Good, good, good. Nice and loose and limber now. Now I want you to follow along with my voice. I want you to follow every single instruction that I give you. And as long as you do that, follow along and focus, I'm sure that you're going to drop very, very deep into trance. And you'll enjoy the experience of going very, very deep into trance very much. Now, I want you to imagine that I'm standing behind you. I want you to imagine that I'm right there in the room with you, and I could just reach out and touch your right shoulder, gently pressing down on your right shoulder. And as you feel this gentle, firm pressure from my fingertips on your shoulders, I want you to imagine that your body is like a scale, and when I tip one end of the scale down, the other side has to rise up. So what if your left hand were to rise up as you imagine me gently pressing down on your right shoulder? Maybe at first, you're consciously letting it happen. But what happens if I just take my hand away, moving it away, as your left wrist drops? That's right. You don't need to think about how a scale works. And you know, deep down, certain things reflexively happen. If my hand was to reach out and gently touch your left shoulder, you might not even be aware of how quickly that right hand of yours rises up, 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 as I gently press down, down, down on your left shoulder. And then I let go, and you drop, dropping that hand, letting it go down, down, down. And then I press again on your left hand shoulder. That's right. Up goes your right hand, down goes your left side, maybe feeling like a scale, seesawing back and forth as I let go, as you drop, 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 drop. That's right. Now back to your right shoulder. It's very comforting feeling my hand on your shoulder. It feels good letting go, focusing on my voice. That's right. Letting go and just letting that hand drop, 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 drop as I move my hand away from your shoulder. That's it. Feeling my hand back on your right hand shoulder, lifting up the appropriate hand, and then just drop, 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 drop as I move my hand away. Feeling my hand on your left shoulder now. And now away. Drop, drop, drop. On your right hand shoulder. And away. Drop, drop, drop. Perhaps imagining mental energy flowing from one side of your body to the other. One side to your body and then back. Back and forth. Back and forth. Like scales. Or perhaps a pendulum. As you feel my hand on your left side. And then away, drop, back to your right, letting the appropriate hand rise up, and then just drop, 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 and then your left again, your right, and then feel me pressing down on both your shoulders, and then you just drop, sleep, drop, drop, drop. Down, down, down. No thinking. No thoughts. Everything falling into place. And you can try to open those eyes again as I count from 1 to 3. 1, 2, 3. But it's okay if those eyes don't fully open, because you know you should relax, and you should just go with the flow. And you can go with the flow as you feel my hand on your left shoulder. Then your right, then both shoulders, as you drop, 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 deep into sleep, deep into trance, perhaps more deeply than you thought possible. It's okay if you just slump over a bit. Maybe you could imagine that I'm just gently cradling you, helping guide you to a more relaxing position. One in which you could just drop, deep down deep, drop, drop, drop. Maybe opening those eyes in 1, 2, 3, but it doesn't matter because I could just press down on both shoulders and you just drop, you just sleep. Maybe deep down deep, imagining that drop and sleep can become the same thing to you. Drop into sleep. Sleep when you drop. No need to think about it. Because really, deep down deep, you know you should relax. You should just give in. And you should go along with the flow. Because being hypnotized is always lots of fun. That's right. Everything snapping into place. Drop into place. Drop, drop, drop. Your whole body feeling warm and comfortable as if you're submerged in a warm bath. As if you're just relaxing. Relaxing. In some sort of shiny bronze bathtub suspended up on very, very large, strong chains. And you hear the steady drop, drop, drop of warm water trickling in to this rather odd bathtub that you're in. But as you relax, you realize that you're not just in any old bathtub. No, you're bathing inside the bowl of a set of scales. One side You can't quite make out what it's filled with. But it's being pressed down, down, down. And the side with you and the water is higher up. But every single time another drop, drop, drop of water seems to fall into this side of the scale, the side of the scale that you're in. The scales seem to tremble and tip. Drop, drop, drop. Not knowing when the scales will tip down, down, down. But that doesn't matter, because you know that it's going to feel so good to drop into sleep, drop into trance, just drop, 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 drop. Maybe, just maybe, you'll drop into a new, deeper level of hypnosis, one that feels more euphoric and blissful than anything else you've ever experienced. Maybe you'll drop into a more focused and obedient state of trance, and you'll be able to accept and follow any and all hypnotic suggestions given to you. Maybe, just maybe, you'll drop so deep into trance that you'll enter into a state of somnambulistic bliss, and your memories of this experience will be totally wiped away, except for the hazy, warm, pleasurable feelings you get from trance. Or maybe something else entirely different will happen. All that you know is that you will drop, 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 over and over again. And you can pretend to open those eyes on three. One, two, three. But then you just drop, 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 again and again. Because you'd rather be in this lovely, warm bath, knowing that the scales are tipping, tipping, down, deeper and deeper down, as you just slide down, 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 with each drop, drop, drop. Your mind and body feeling so good and warm with each drop, drop, drop. Always ready to drop, drop, drop. As the scales fully tip and you just slide down, 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 until your side of the scales stop in front of a platform, and you can safely exit this rather odd tub. Even though it feels good, relaxing and drifting in these warm waters, you know that you can go deeper. You know that you can feel better. And there's a deep compulsion for you to go very deep into trance, to just drop, drop, drop. You don't think about it. You exit the tub, and you walk onto the platform, straight ahead, like a sleepwalker. Eventually, the platform does end, but as you get closer and closer to that edge, new pieces of the platform start to materialize and form in front of you. What you thought was the end, what you thought was the deepest you could go, isn't true. There's always a little bit deeper. There's always a little bit better. And it just feels so good walking down this pathway that's forming in front of you, materializing out of thin air. You don't think about it. You just follow and you drop. Always going deeper, always feeling better and better. And this pathway twists and turns, but even though at times you feel as if your world is upside down, your feet always seem to stick to this path. You always seem to stick to the path my voice lays out for you. Even if things feel topsy-turvy, as long as you're with a hypnotist that you trust, you're safe and comfortable walking one step ahead and then another as your mind just drops, deep into trance. Deep into sleep, as this pathway starts to twist in on itself, starting to form a Möbius strip, one end looping into the other. No right side, no wrong side, just the experience of going deeper and deeper down. And as you look around you, you see what appears to be visual echoes of past versions of yourself, of future versions of yourself, walking the same path, becoming a spiraling Möbius strip that feeds in on itself, knowing that maybe, just maybe, everybody here is just helping you drop, deeper and deeper, all the past echoes of yourself, providing insights on how you should drop, even more deeply. All the future echoes of yourself, providing inspiration for you to drop more deeply, knowing that being able to slip easily and effortlessly into trance is always a good thing, because it's just a loop in your mind, feeding in on itself. Over and over again, there is no right or wrong side. There is no awake or asleep. There's just this looping state of being, and you just want to drop into the flow of it. Drop into the flow of it. As you start to feel as if you're gliding along more and more than just walking, gliding along, sliding along, being guided down this path, drop after drop, feeling the path beneath you, wet and slick, drop, drop, drop. Faster and faster, you're starting to slide down this path. Drop, drop, drop. Sitting down and sliding down this path. Drop, drop, drop. Starting to catch up with the echoes of yourself. Drop, drop, drop. Fusing with them, becoming them. Drop, drop, drop. Sliding around faster and faster. Drop, drop, drop. Faster and faster, no thinking, no thoughts, drop, 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 again, and again, and again, and again, and sleep. Drop, melting away, feeling yourself being submerged in my voice, just sinking, warm, safe, deep. Warm, safe, and deep. Deep here with me, letting everything that you thought you needed to be, everything that you thought you needed to think, vanish. Float in this place. Drift in this place. And know that you could easily and effortlessly just drop into this state of being when it's time to. It's never something you need to think about. You don't even need to be aware that it's happening. In fact, it feels more powerful and more enjoyable when you just find yourself here, not needing to know how you got here. Just needing to know that you can reach here. You're never pulled or dragged here. You're just invited by my voice. Always safe and sound. Floating, drifting, safe and sound. Deep down deep. Knowing that as long as it feels good and safe to be hypnotized, you can just drop into the state of being with a simple command to sleep by a hypnotist that you trust. It only works with hypnotists that you trust. It only works when you're safe and sound. So that's why it's always so very easy and effortless for your subconscious mind to accept these hypnotic suggestions, knowing deep down deep that you don't need to know what to think. It's okay. There's no right or wrong side of what you thought was reality. It can just loop in on itself. And when you wake up and open those eyes eventually, you can feel changed and transformed in such a positive way, not needing to put on labels to feel safe, just needing to experience things, just wanting to experience things. Floating and drifting. Because in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you can wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and maybe even a little changed. Changed for the better. That's right. 1. Slowly dropping into wakefulness. 2. More and more. 3. Because maybe, just maybe, it's the other side of the loop and not truly a different side at all. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open those eyes. Feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and hopefully changed for the better.